Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Apparently, nobody told the St. Louis Cardinals that no team had ever prevailed in a winner-take-all postseason game after falling behind by 4 runs or more. Having trailed by as many as 6, St. Louis scored 4 times in the ninth inning and knocked off the Washington Nationals in Washington Friday night 9-7 in the 5th game of the National League Division Series. Earlier in the evening, C.C. Sabathia tossed a 4-hitter, enabling the New York Yankees to beat the Orioles in Game 5 of the American League's Division Series 3-1. The historic victory by the Cardinals means they join the San Francisco Giants in the National League Championship Series, while the Yankees play the Detroit Tigers to determine which American League team advances to the World Series, which begins on October 24th. October gives us playoff baseball. It also gives us the annual dance of relocating managers. This week, the Cleveland Indians hired Terry Francona, late of ESPN, via the Boston Red Sox, and before that, the Philadelphia Phillies. Joining me to speculate on what Francona's hiring will accomplish is Bill Livingston of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Bill, I understand that for Terry Francona, this change represents something of a homecoming.
Yes, his father played for the Indians for 6 seasons. In 1959, when they almost won the pennant, they lost to the Go-Go Sox, the Chicago White Sox. And Terry also worked for, I think, 1 year in the front office in the early part of this century and has a very good relationship with Mark Shapiro and Chris Antonetti, who are the baseball men who run the organization with the Indians.
Well, the history and friendships with Cleveland's front office guys aside, it looked as if Terry Francona could have had any number of managerial jobs. Why Cleveland?
Well, he says it's because of those relationships. I'm not sure how good he's going to be in a losing environment. He wasn't very good in Philadelphia in that situation. But he's a star. I mean, this is the first time the Indians have ever hired a manager with World Series rings to his credit. He broke the curse. His teams did. The curse of the Bambino in Boston. And, you know, the Indians haven't won since 1948, haven't won a World Series. So at least they have one star, even though he's not going to be able to be on the field other than to change pitchers.
Well, are fans in Cleveland talking about, hey, Francona did it in Boston after about 12,000 years without a championship. Maybe he can do it here, too.
Well, that's certainly the hope. But, you know, it was $140 million payroll in Boston. And while he gets credit for, and I think probably to some extent it's deserved, for the development of players like Jacoby Ellsbury and Dustin Pedroia, I think those were good players anyway, and they had great leadership and Big Poppy. You know, there's not much here. I mean, seriously, I've been in Cleveland since 1984, and there was less interest in the Indians until Francona was hired than I can ever remember, even when crowds were rattling around like a BB in a boxcar at the big old 75,000-seat place on the lake, because there's just not much in the farm system either.
Bill, I wondered before this conversation why Terry Francona had taken this job, and now I wonder even more.
That is one of the real questions. I find it hard to believe that ties with Antonetti and Shapiro mean all that much to him. I mean, Shapiro had a pretty good record as the Indians' general manager, got very good returns, but it's been a while since they had a deal that hit. They had 2 Cy Young winners in a row that they traded in C.C. Sabathia and Cliff Lee, and what they got in return was basically like giving away Manhattan Island for beads and trinkets. So they haven't hit too much to have a resume that would impress someone like Terry Francona, I would not think.
Bill Livingston writes about baseball for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Bill, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.